G'day, this is Paddy and Rob Palmer. It is Tuesday the 9th of March. This is our podcast. A couple of things we looked at today.
Oh, if I wanted to move home without actually moving out of home, this is what I'd do.
Affordable housing option. Our tech expert Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au spoke about the Royals and also all things technical.
Electric even.
Yes, and are we running out of timber for our homes?
I think we might.
Now, this story has been going around for the last couple of weeks. Is it true?
Yeah, well, this came up. My daughter had a friend over and the dad came. Not only did he catch me watching Married at First Sight on a Sunday night, but he actually started talking about building and the industry and what was going on. And that timber was getting really hard to come by. And I'd heard stories about it, and I'd spoken to a guy who supplies timber out in regional New South Wales, and he said, look, it's actually a thing. This is going to be a real problem in a couple of months, and that was a month ago. And now builders on the ground are feeling it, that they're struggling to get materials to build houses.
Why, Rob? What were the reasons?
Well, there was the bushfires that knocked out a lot of timber. Imports are down because of the pandemic and, you know, just,
can't get anything
just
from
the
overseas.
Way it is. So, and also applications for new home building, New South Wales went through 18% of the new applications. The government had a new scheme, home builder grants, with numbers potentially set at the moment to top 100,000 by the end of March when the scheme is closed, right? But when they launched it, they'd anticipated about 27,000 households would access a grant.
And how many have done it?
Well, nearly 100,000.
Holy gee, 100 compared to 27.
So it's a massive amount of overcommitment and undersupply of material.
So are you hearing too that some timber places, supply places, are running out of, have got no timber?
They're running short. Well, my mate who was talking the other night, he said to buy an LVL, which is what the laminated timber they use for beams and things.
Laminated veneer.
Veneered lumber.
Yep.
Yeah. And that stuff's costing a bomb just because there's just so little of it. G'day, Steve.
G'day, Rob. How you going, Paddy?
Yeah, good, mate. And Steve's from Coastwide Granny Flats in East Gosford. I see it on the corner there. Mate, what are you finding with timber supplies? Is there a shortage?
Mate, there's definitely a shortage. I use a couple of big suppliers locally on the coast here. Bunnings is one. So Bunnings Trade do a lot of frames and trusses. And lead times have gone out to about 8 weeks at the moment for anything. But they've warned us of the shortage that's coming. They're having huge trouble supplying timber framework, longer lengths of timber rod, you know, 6 metres, 5.4s. But LVLs is going to be a big problem as well, as you mentioned.
Yeah. Is this going to leave people with half-completed frames on their roofs and, you know, tarps over the roof for 6 months? Or what do you see happening here?
Mate, I don't think that's going to be the case. I think it's just things are going to take longer to get, I suppose. You know, there's only a limited amount of suppliers locally, particularly for LVL material. So I guess for us, when Granny Flats are only small homes at the end of the day, but yeah, we won't be able to start jobs until we have all that on the ground, basically, because within a few days we're ready for a roof to go on. But yeah, if we can't get our frames and trusses, we really can't start a job.
So what I'm hearing, it's taking a lot of time through the council to get the DA approved, and then you've got wait from the timber, so you might be waiting 8 months to 9 months for a house just to get started.
Well, mate, that's another problem, but we'll stay on for another day, eh? Look, the timber's going to be an issue, no doubt. Steel frames, we're doing actually one at the moment out of steel frames, but yeah, steel's gone up 30% this year, and the cost of a steel frame, Rob, is dearer than a timber frame today, and yeah, that's another issue for the consumer at the end of the day.
Jeez, where's that tent, Steve? All right, mate. Well, listen, we're sending you to the Red Hot Summer Tour, Barnsley, Hoodoo Gurus, Diesel, and you're there, buddy. Well done.
Oh, that'd be great, guys. That's awesome. Thanks very much.
I cannot wait to next week on Oprah. Trevor Long, interviewing him.
Really,
oh,
that'll
can't
be big.
Wait. Oh, from EFTM.com.au. Everything for the man.
Talk
G'day,
about
Trev.
Opening a can of worms.
You'll wait till you hear what I've got to say about Woi Woi High School.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you thought you knew it all. Well, you don't.
But like Harry shielded the Queen, I shall shield Mr. Rex. He was a god.
Oh, was he? What teacher was he for you there at
Rex? He was my engineering science teacher here, 11 and 12. Oh, top bloke.
Good stuff.
There's always one, isn't there, that you remember fondly?
Yeah, Mr. CB was ours. Whose was yours?
Although Mr. Angles was the head of maths, and I always thought that was hilarious. But
we had a sister, Benedict. She was okay. But Mr. Seabee was the standout. Oh,
we had Reggie Hunter. He was the good side of the bad side, who was Mr. Wright. Mr. Wright scared everyone to death. And then Reggie Hunter was like the calming influence that always welcomed you in.
Jeb, we
like
had
Mum and Dad, there's always got to be good pop bad
cop. Yeah. We had Mr. Stevenson. He was our chemistry teacher. And he had safari suit for every day. He didn't have the pith helmet, but there was different coloured safari suits. Winter, summer, autumn, didn't matter. Every day.
Cream, burn the upright, the white, the ivory, and the badge.
Well, that's what it was. Now, talking a few things this morning, talking technical, hey, Fortnite has introduced the most Aussie thing possible.
You're going to love this. So if you haven't played Fortnite in a while or you never played it, you can change your character's look. Now, let me be clear. You can spend real money on a virtual currency and buy things for your character, whether it's a particular weapon or an outfit.
Nothing makes me more angry than buying stuff, made-up stuff for a made-up character and spending real money on it.
But the best part is, to really aggravate you, it makes absolutely no difference to the game. There is not a single thing you can buy that improves your game. If you're rubbish at the game, you're rubbish at the game, full stop. But Fortnite, in a bid to stay relevant, and they have teamed up with a bunch of high-profile people around the world, including an Aussie gamer called Laserbeam. Now, I'd never watched this bloke, but he seems like a pretty top bloke, and he's doing very well. He's the biggest YouTuber in Australia, and he was originally a tradie. And so they have created a tradie outfit. So you're dressed in your high-vis, there's meat pies, there's a toolbox, and you can now go around smashing things in Fortnite and going for Victory Royale dressed as a tradie.
Laserbeam. Got run off a building site and went to gaming, I guess.
And making millions of dollars.
Laserbeam. Doing better than all of us combined.
True. Oh, mate. Hey, what about Volvo? It's a car I'd never thought I'd ever get in, but it looks like they're going to be going 100% electric.
They are. Look, I've got to be honest with you. Volvos are great cars. I've been driving them for the last kind of 5 or 6 years, and they're excellent quality. But they have, among many other car companies, started this push towards fully electric. In fact, they have committed to being fully electric by 2030. So that means that pretty much, because car companies take about 6 to 7 years to build a model. So any car that's currently in production, you know, good, it's going to see out its life. But everything new from now on, it's going to be electric.
Are you saying that after 2030, you can't buy a Volvo that runs on fuel, petrol?
Unless it's a dealer demo or a second-hand, there won't be any coming out of the factory.
Gee.
Yeah.
So that's a big commitment.
Remarkable, right?
Yeah. Rob's going, geez, I need a long extension cord to get up to Queensland.
I drove last week. I drove from Melbourne to Sydney in a Porsche Taycan. Now, obviously, that's not slumming it, but, it's the first electric Porsche, and the same will happen when Volvo come and all these different things. It's actually really, really possible. I was talking to a guy the other day who's planning to go to Byron Bay, and he's bought the same car. And I said, mate, you'll be fine. You stop at Karua, Port Macquarie, Coffs, there's charges all the way, and you don't need to stop for an hour. I stopped for like 15 minutes, grabbed a cheeseburger, charged it up enough to get to the next stop. When I needed to stop more than the car did. I get tired driving.
Hey, Trev, do you reckon a lot of McDonald's and Hungry Jack's, they'll be putting in, I know Crown Plaza's got one underneath the building, they'll be putting in these charger stations?
The smartest thing to do right now would be to be in the rest stop game with ultra-fast chargers. So, I mean, I spent more money on fast food in the last week than I have in the last 3 months just because that was the closest thing to the charges.
What does it charge you? Yeah. Like if you're going to charge, like I say 20 minutes, half an hour, what does it charge? What do they
cost? What's the cost?
Depending on the car. So a Porsche, for example, it's free. It's part of you buy the car, you get the charging. But I did a couple of times, I paid with my own coin. It's about $20 for about 30 minutes of charge, which is essentially a third of the cost of filling up a petrol tank.
And how long will that charge get you?
A couple hundred Ks?
Take you? Oh, look, it depends on the car, but it would easily get you another 200, 300 kilometres of charge in about 20, 30 minutes.
Right. Oh, wow. Gee, that's fast.
Charging at home, plugged into the wall, very, very slow.
And thanks for giving us that Porsche for a couple of weeks. Thanks, Trevor. Looking forward to getting that.
Enjoy,
no worries.
Really
Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au. Thanks for your chat this morning again, mate.
Cheers, boys.
We spoke with Steve from Coastwide Granny Flats. That's in East Gosford. And we were just talking about the limited amount of timber. You go try and get timber. It's in limited supplies now.
near impossible to come by.
Yeah.
Shortly, it's just almost going to run out. The expenses for things like beams are going up. Steel is already more expensive than timber, but I reckon timber prices are going to shoot up as well.
And because of, like, the bushfires damaged a lot of the timber-producing areas.
Yep, there was struggling with imports.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, a massive uptake on the home builders grant from the government. They had a 70% more uptake than they were expecting.
They only wanted 20-something. What did they get? 100,000.
25,000, they got about 100,000. Yeah. So instead of 650 million, they spent 2 billion.
You know what I find on around the coast, the amount of land? There's a bit of land at Hemlin Terrace, but you try and go with locally in different areas, there's hardly any land either.
Or let's say you've got kids that are just at the point where they're
wanting to buy a home,
stretching the seams of your house.
Yeah.
They want to buy a home. They want to go out. They don't want to rent because they're trying to save money to buy a home or whatever it is.
And it's a bit tough.
It could be a solution.
What is it? Hang on. I should have played the solution music.
Do we have solution music?
Yeah.
Well, IKEA has now got, and it's not just like, can I just quick shout out to Ben from Somersby?
Hey, Benny.
Expander Homes.
Yeah, oh, we spoke to Benny
spoke to him last week. And they're fully kitted homes on a trailer.
Yeah.
Just drive them in.
And they were from around 49,000.
Yeah.
They can go up to four bedders.
Just drive them in. You don't need council approval because they're on wheels.
Yeah.
You know what? And you can just, if you want to have a party in the backyard, just drive them out.
There we go.
Have a party and then drive them back in.
You got another solution too. What did you find?
Well, I found IKEA doing giant homes. Like IKEA, you sort of, you're not going to have them in the showroom. You don't go get your Swedish meatballs and then go to the tiny house section. But these things are, they're ready built homes.
And you don't have to put them together with an Allen key?
You don't need an Allen key or instructions. Right. They're already made.
So where do you get them from?
And they look pretty good. I'm looking at the little picture, see?
They're pretty good. It's like a caravan.
Well, it's like what Ben from Somersby's doing. You can do it locally at Expander Homes.
Okay.
Or you can go to IKEA. Yeah. They cost around 60 grand for the basic model.
Local one's cheaper.
Yeah, local one's cheaper.
Good on you, Benny.
And anyway, this could be the thing because tell you what, if I could park a trailer in the backyard, I'd say to, let's say my son, 15 years old now, in 2-3 years, he's going to want somewhere to hang with his mates. They're going to want somewhere to be, not in the house with mum and dad.
Yeah.
Get yourself one of them.
If I could get three trailers and move them to England, that's where the kids would be. That's where I put them.
Paddy, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast and stay up to date.
Of course, why wouldn't you?